3 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Jessica Clement. The sisters of a man killed in a brazen shootout at an East Toronto block party 4 years ago says it comes as a relief that the person who started the gunfire now faces life behind bars. But Jenalyn Yasse, whose brother Joshua was one of the two people killed in the shooting, says nothing can make up for the loss her family will suffer forever.
He was taken away from his family and his loved ones. Our only brother, my sister and I's only brother, was taken away from us. And that day will never be replaced, and we'll have to live with that for the rest of our lives.
Fularunso Owusu was 17 years old at the time of the shooting, but was sentenced as an adult. The now 21-year-old will be eligible for parole in 7 years. The Belleville Public Library is hosting their annual Food for Fines program. QNET's Mallory Day has more.
Since 2014, the Belleville Public Library has partnered up with Cleaners Food Bank for the library's annual Food for Fines program. The program allows people with overdue library accounts to pay off their fines by donating food. For each item donated, the library will take off $2 from the account. Chief Executive Officer Trevor Pross says they've already had some donations.
Well, we just started it 2 days ago, and we've got a couple boxes worth, yeah. I'm not sure exactly how much or how much it weighs, but people are definitely starting to bring food in.
The program runs until December 17th. Donations are always welcome. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X. Now to sports. The Ottawa Senators will get a boost to their offense tonight for their game against the Sharks in San Jose. Forward Bobby Ryan will make his return to the lineup after aggravating a hand injury in a November 29th game. There is one other Canadian team in action tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs are playing host to Minnesota. Philip Larson of the Vancouver Canucks took a hard hit on the ice last night from New Jersey Devils forward Taylor Hall. Larson took a blow from Hall's shoulder, which landed him on his back, seemingly motionless. It looked as though a loose stick then struck Larson in the head as he laid on the ice. He was treated by trainers and then wheeled off the rink, strapped to a stretcher. The Canucks tweeted that he was awake and responsive as he left the ice before being taken to hospital to be evaluated. No penalty was ever called on Hall. Winnipeg skip Jennifer Jones dropped an 8-3 decision to Switzerland's Benina Felster today at the National Grand Slam of Curling competition. The recent Canada Cup champ gave up 3 points in the opening end and 4 more points in the fifth in her opening match. The playoffs begin Saturday and the finals are set for Sunday at the $250,000 event. Send us your team or league scores by emailing us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's 3 degrees and cloudy, going down to a low of -1 tonight. Tomorrow, 0, mainly cloudy, and going down to -6 in the evening with a chance of flurries. At 5:03, it's 3 degrees. QNET News, on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jessica Clement.